daring to take a chance, acting without concern for the results. Maybe you'll make someone mad if you speak the truth. I make a lot of people mad as I travel around with this crusade of education. I have a lot of powerful enemies out there. Nowadays, many psychologists feel a cancer type is a person that doesn't express themselves. Hey, expressing yourself is an elimination, just like out of the bowel, the liver, the lungs, the skin. Expressing yourself will heal you. It'll set you free. I've seen a lot of my patients, especially with throat and lung cancer, that weren't getting it out. It was coming up and all getting stuck around here, around the throat, because they couldn't express themselves. Okay, let's now talk about what I did in the clinic to help my patients heal their cancer. Notice I say help them heal their cancer. I don't know how to heal anybody. Nobody does. The human body is so dynamic. It's so complex. I love doctors. They're such liars. Well, we know the 8 functions of the liver. Well, we know the 7,200 functions of the liver. There are more functions of the liver than we'll ever know. We build more tools so we can see deeper and see more functions. You know what the reality is? If you cut yourself and you bleed and you can't grow a scab, no doctor in the world can heal you. Your body heals itself. All we can do is try to set up an environment where your body will create healing. If you have cancer and AIDS, we have to set up a better environment. We have to set up a super environment. Later on this afternoon, I'll talk about the Cancer Blitz program. But for now, let's start going over all the individual parts of the program and what you can do that I saw helped people get rid of their cancer. I sat with a lot of dying people in my clinic. Some of them that I didn't even think could be well, and watched them turn it around. I had a man we called the Invisible Man. He had bone cancer and anemia so bad his skin was clear. It looked like a baggie or a saran wrap or something, cellophane wrap. You could see all his veins and the blood pumping and the muscle tissue, and if he bumped anything, he'd start bleeding. And he had bone cancer and leukemia. They said he was going to be dead in April, and I didn't see him till September. That's why we call him the walking dead man. He was already supposed to be dead. And they had already cut out his prostate, cut out part of his bladder, put a pump into his penis so he could pump himself up an erection. They had carved him up. He was an alien species. Man turned it around, got rid of all his cancer. Healthy and alive today. I had a woman come to see me, young woman with breast cancer. And 3 surgeons said that they had to remove the breast. She was very young, only about 23, 24 years old, which is quite young for breast cancer. They said they had to remove the breast, and she had already decided to have the surgery, but she came to me to see what she could do to create a healthy lifestyle so she wouldn't grow it again. And I said, well, maybe you ought to think about not having the breast removed. And she said, no, I don't want to discuss that. It takes a lot to make that kind of a decision, and I've already made that. Would you please respect it? And I said, sure. And about 10 minutes later, I said, well, maybe we could do some work, and, why don't you give me 3-4 weeks a month? We'll maybe save your breast. And she got a little tear in her eye, and she said, look, Dr. Schultz, please, respect me. I've made the decision. I just want to know how to not create it again. I'm going to have the breast removed. I don't want to die. And I said, okay, fine. About 10 minutes later, I said, it's summertime. We're all going to the beach. You're going to be in your bikini. I mean, it's going to look a little strange here. She got really furious and calmed me down. And About 10 minutes later, I said, "Hey, you know, what about when you're with your new boyfriend and he puts his hand up your sweater and gets a handful of rubber?" And at that point, she did what I think was a Wing Chun vertical fist, drove it into my sternum and knocked me off my chair onto the floor in my office. And as I was thinking, I hit my head really hard and the whole room was spinning. And as I was lying there, I was thinking, if she could use half that energy to heal herself, I know she can get rid of that cancer. So I tortured her enough and she decided to work with me. In 7 days, the tumor was half its size, and in 10 days, it was gone. Now, it doesn't always go that fast, let me tell you. But she was young, she was healthy, and very powerful. And the point is, how fast cancer can go away, or how bad it can be, like with my invisible man, and go away. There's a lot of, remember I talked about medical magical bullets, magic bullets, you know, whatever. Then there's natural magic bullets, herbal magic bullets. I didn't see any of them work. I mean, you know, is a big one that a lot of my patients came in with. It was designed by a nurse who got some formula from some Indians at the turn of the century. Most herbal formulas out there I see are antiques. I mean, I tried to clean my bowel using Arnold Arrett's EnerClean, and I didn't realize that he was born during the Civil War. He cleansed the bowels of Buffalo Bill and Wyatt Earp. What the heck would he know about me? I'm not saying it works or doesn't work, but there's no herbal magic bullets either. There's no natural magic bullets. Healing yourself of cancer means stopping doing what you did that made you sick physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and beginning new programs that'll heal you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. There's a book by out there called The Cure for All Cancers, and she says all cancers are caused by a parasite. Let me tell you, this is another person claiming to be natural, but using the mindset of medicine. Let's look for a magic bullet because cancer is caused by a parasite. I've seen cancer caused by bad food. I have seen cancer caused by a negative self-image. I have seen cancer caused by people who watch too many television shows. I've seen cancer caused by a guy that loved donuts, so he stored and froze about 2,000 of them at any one time in his house. I've seen cancer caused by a man working in a paint factory and a woman working in a dry cleaning factory. I've seen cancer caused by farmers who used pesticides and insecticides on the food and then it gave them cancer. I've seen cancer caused doctors that did radioactive treatment and gave cancer to themselves. There's a lot of causes for cancer. It's not a parasite, and it cannot be cured by a herbal formula. So many people in the health field are still working with the mind of medicine and science. And remember, we've already decided that that's a lie. There is no pill cure. There is no herbal cure. There's no one cure for cancer, and there's no one cause for it. And we don't know enough about the human body to fix it. We just don't know enough. All we can hope and pray is that if we set up enough positive environment, a conducive environment to health, that the body will respond and heal itself. And that's what I did in my clinic, and that's how my patients got well. Okay, the food program. We talked about the nose, which are animal food, but let's talk about what to eat. I'm going to go through the food program, the elimination program, the movement program, and the emotional program. And then we're going to go into the incurables program, which is the cancer blitz. And I'm going to answer a lot of your questions, but I can't do it personally or they arrest me. I'm not allowed to bring any herbs into this room, any materials that sell herbs, and I'm not allowed to personally answer any of your questions, or I'm diagnosing, prescribing, and treating without a medical license in the state of Washington. And believe me, I've heard it all. I've heard all the rhetoric. But if any of you have a particular question, hand it in during lunch. I'll go over them and I'll address some of them at the end. But let's start with the food program. Okay, we've already talked about the nose. What we have to stop? We have to stop the animal foods. We have to stop anything that's got so many ingredients listed that you don't even know what they are. And we have to get back to the basics. A vegan, vegetarian food program is what I put all my patients on. I had three of those food programs. One called the Health Building Food Program, which you could eat anything as long as it didn't come from an animal. That was my most liberal. I had another one that was all raw foods. Raw foods contain more nutrition, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, because they haven't been beaten up and cooked and high heated. And that's a better food program, a more intensive, a more cleansing, a more building, a more healing. And my third food program was juice flushing, which was just on juices. Let me tell you, when anybody came into my office that had cancer, if they did not on the way home buy a juicer, I did not allow them to make a second appointment. That's how important it is. A juicer is not an option when you have cancer. It's not an option. It's a necessity. Juicing is like a blood transfusion, where a doctor will put a needle into a blood vessel. We will turn the juicer on, put vegetables and fruits through it, and put it into our mouth. I can take any anemic patient and build their blood in 24 hours and get them out of danger in 48 hours with a juicer. I've done it 1,000 times. I don't care how anemic you are. I've taken patients in the hospital that had massive blood loss due to abdominal hemorrhaging. The doctors didn't even know if they would survive. I got their blood levels up in 24 hours with carrot and beet and greens juice with a juicer. I've had patients that the doctors said their hemoglobin count was so low they thought they were going to die. And in 24 hours, I had a lady whose hemoglobin count was over the top level for a man. If you have cancer, you got to get a juicer now and use it in an hour. Every day. Man, if I had cancer, I'd lie down and put my mouth on the end of the juicer and just have my friends run. Keep running it. We do that anyway. You want to meet some crazed health fanatics? Meet, you know, John Rizzo. Works for the school. He just can bore you to death talking to you about trying to get one more milligram of calcium out of a carrot. Get a juicer. What things to juice? Well, you know, there's blood building. When you think of blood building, think of red and purple things. Vegetable-wise, you got your red cabbages, you got your beets. Even use the beet greens. Anything that has iron in it will have it also in all parts of the plant. Beet greens, I've tested some of them, have 3 times the iron of the beet. So, you know, don't let someone at the market rip the greens off. Put the beet and the greens through. Or if you go into your fruits, you would look at blueberries and blackberries and cherries and prunes and all the red and purple and blue things that really help build your blood. But what's a good basic juice? A cocktail we made a lot of was carrot, beet, greens, garlic. And then if you have cancer, you also want to put about 10% in of the cruciferous, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, and kale. Everybody knows the cruciferous vegetables are most important when you have cancer. And if there's one other great cancer healer, it is wheatgrass juice. I have seen more people healed of cancer with wheatgrass juice than probably any other juice I know of. I helped start wheatgrass juice production around the world and people juicing. And I've visited some of my students who just juice wheatgrass, grow it organically and juice it. And I've been to their houses, and at 7 o'clock in the morning, people are on the porch holding canning jars, waiting for their wheatgrass juice, lined up down the driveway and into the street. And I talked to those people, and some of them only did wheatgrass juice and healed themselves of their cancer. Now, that would be like a magic bullet. And what I say to people like that is, wonderful, I'm thrilled you healed your cancer, but if you don't want it coming back, there are some other areas you want to look at, because this needs to be a broad spectrum program. But we're on food right now, we're on juice right now, and we're on juices that build the blood and heal cancer. Remember, vitamin A, beta carotene, it comes from these juices. Juices are loaded with beta carotene. So you have to get a juicer. Remember, I talked about the blockage theory. And when the blood is blocked to an area, you have to get the nutrition back to the cells. Now, we're going to talk about how to get the blood back there a couple sections down when we get into movement again. But that blood needs to be rich in beta carotene. It needs to be rich in all your vitamins and minerals and enzymes. You have to make sure that, and it has to be very low or non-existent in and all the things we saw about making in this magazine here. Okay. I wasn't going to be one of those people to smile and say, this is a lovely magazine. I had to express myself, so I just ate some cancer cells up. It's that easy, folks. Let me tell you, it's that easy. So, get a juicer. I have seen a juicer alone heal people's cancer. I've seen it. It's one of your most powerful tools. When we get into the Incurables program, the Cancer Blitz, of course, we're going to talk about being only on juices. But the juicer, get it out. Make sure, you have to get perfect for a while. This is a killer disease. Remember, if you go to a doctor, they're going to cut part of your brain out. Guys, they're going to saw the top of your skull off and cut part of your brain out and fill you full of poisonous chemicals that they hope will kill the cancer before it kills you. It's going to feel like you've been run over by a truck. They're going to burn you. Okay? So if you don't want to do something that intensive, you have to do something that intensive over in the natural world. Remember, I said when I travel around the world and I visit naturopathic clinics all around the world, there's only one reason they're not having success with curing killer diseases, whether it's neurological diseases or AIDS. I had 16 patients heal themselves totally of AIDS in my clinic. I had hundreds heal themselves of cancer. Why? What's so special about me? What did I know? Not much. I just knew how to turn up the volume more. Okay? A lot of people in clinics, I see them doing body work and spinal alignment. Hey, great. And in other clinics, I see them doing massive food programs and their cancer treatments based on food and juice. Hey, great. In other clinics, I see that it's all based on detoxification. Detoxify the body, cleanse the bowel, cleanse the liver, cleanse the kidneys, cleanse the lungs, cleanse the skin. Hey, that's great. And other cancer therapies, they're all based on the mind. How about doing all of them? That was all I did different. I did them all at once. You know this girl I talked about that was 23 that dissolved her tumor and 7 days it was half the size, and in 10 days it was gone? Do you know how she did that? Let me tell you how she did that. We started out with a juicer. She had to drag home 25-pound bags of organic carrots. You can't have anything non-organic if you want to heal yourself of cancer. You can't be taking in pesticides and insecticides. And organic, you know what organic means when it's written on anything? It means 4 to 10 times the vitamins, minerals, and enzymes in it. Because it has been blessed and taken care of instead of grown for size or growth factors. So So she went home and she got a juicer on the way home. And she plugged it in and she had to read the manual. And she brought in 25-pound bags of organic carrots along with beets, along with flats of wheatgrass. And she also got a manual wheatgrass juicer. She couldn't afford the one with a motor on it, so she got the one that you turn with your hand, a crank called a Corona. And she juiced her own organic flats of wheatgrass juice. And she went on juices totally. She had to juice about every other hour because I wanted it to be fresh. Okay, I also put her on the total bowel detoxification program immediately with two formulas to cleanse her bowel out. I also put her on the liver flush, so every morning she had to prepare her liver flush drink. I also put her on a lot of herbs for nutrition, like spirulina, nutritional yeast, chlorella, and things of that nature. I also had her on a liver detoxification tonic and on a detox tea to drink after the flush. I also had her on a movement program, which was three times a day, swimming 20 laps in the pool to make sure she was getting a lot of movement here around the lymphatics and the breast. I also had her in a shower three times a day, doing 7 reps of hot and 7 reps of cold on and off on that breast while she massaged it, which was painful, and while she skin brushed that breast while she did positive affirmations. I also had her, excuse me, I also... I forgot to breathe. I also had her doing inversion therapy for the lymphatics. I also had her doing hatha yoga for the lymphatics. I also had her deep breathing for the lymphatics. And I also had her quit her job immediately, which she hated, and it was toxic physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I also had her write me 20 affirmations 3 times a day about what she loved about herself and her life and her family and everything else. And if she came up with negative ones, she had to rework them. She called me the first night at 11 at night. She said, "It's going to take me 2 days to do what you told me to do in 1. And I said, "Great, just try to squeeze it in, baby." Okay. After she healed herself of cancer, her uncle, who was a medical doctor, came to me, was very impressed, and he said to me, "Can you tell me what it was that healed her cancer?" And I said, I recited that program to him, and I left about 147 things out. And he said, "Well, this is not valid research." He says, "Because we don't know what particular thing it was that dissolved her tumor." And I said, "I don't care! I don't care!" He forgot what being a doctor was. A doctor is to help people get well. He was acting like she was a rat or a guinea pig, and he was doing some laboratory experiment. I don't know. And maybe we're doing a few useless things. Who cares? The reason I helped more people in my clinic get rid of their cancer is because I did such a big, expansive, broad-spectrum program. And the reason number 2 was because I put my foot in their ass and turned the volume up more than anybody else. You know, I am so sick of natural wimps, I could puke. Do you know what I'm constantly hearing? "Well, suppose that, you know, they drank too much carrot juice. Could they burst their gallbladder?" Well, if you take too much echinacea, you'll burn out your immune system. You know, I knew a guy that exercised it so much, he got shin splints. Well, it's true that some herbs are toxic and poisonous and could kill you. This is what I hear from the natural community. The natural community seems to think that your breaking point is about an inch off the floor, and I learned that it's about a mile up. I tried my best to kill my patients, and I couldn't kill one of them with carrot juice. I never poisoned a patient with broccoli. I saw some of them puke like the Exorcist, green vomit out their nose. But I never killed a one. And medicine's killing a million a year. The medicine has got the natural community so scared shitless that they're afraid to crank up the volume. And I know it's scary because I know what it feels like when you hear this God, stereo battering rams, front and back door of your clinic. I know what that feels like. But I have to get this message out, because all I did is the big, wide, full-spectrum program, and all I did is turn the volume up. And let me tell you, in this country, people are not dying from too much tofu. People are not being poisoned from too much broccoli. Nobody exploded from drinking too much cruciferous vegetable juice. But people are dying by the hundreds a day from chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation. The natural alternative approach, the natural community, isn't hurting anybody. Go ahead, try to kill someone with echinacea. I dare you. I've had echinacea junkies in my clinic that were taking an ounce or two, three or four times a day of the most powerful echinacea tonic for a year. They didn't like burn up their immune system. Okay, I'm not suggesting that's my way, that I would dose a person, but I'm telling you, there's nothing to be afraid of in the natural world. You can't kill yourself with a juicer. Yeah, you can cut your fingers on the sharp part that when you're cleaning it. Okay, but you can't kill yourself with a juicer. You can't kill yourself with the exercise. You can't kill yourself by loving yourself too much. I've never seen John Brown died from extreme overdose of love. Do you know what I'm saying? That's the point here, is in my clinic, I did more of everything, and I did it more intensely. And you know who I did it on myself? I did it on first? Me. I wanted to see what would happen if you drank too much wheatgrass juice. I can tell you right now, you get this uncontrollable spasm, and it comes out your nose. Okay? Was I hurt by it? No, I can tell you what happens if you drink horseradish juice. Don't do it. Okay? You know, my patients were so constipated. I had patients that only had one bowel movement a month. I had some that had only one bowel movement every other month. I had a woman that only had three bowel movements during her entire pregnancy. That's one a trimester, only pooped five times a year. I have a new record holder, the woman that only had two bowel movements in a year. Okay? I mean, where does it go? I don't know. Call Siegfried and Roy. But I have never. So I had to develop a bowel formula, one that would turn a normal person inside out. I used it on my brother first, a cheap source of laboratory experiments, as your relatives. And he said, still to this day, 20 years later, he has diarrhea. But I never killed anybody with it. Some people sat on the toilet and thought they were going to die. A man in Hawaii lost 50 pounds overnight. And his wife told me, I knew he was full of shit. That's what she said to me. That's what she said. If you don't kick your ass, the doctors will carve it out of your body. Just think about that. If you don't kick your own ass, the doctors will carve it out. So our program, people always say, well, you know, your intestinal formula number two, it's a black powder, and black is not very appealing and appetizing. Okay, fine. Go to a gastroenterologist, and he's going to shove a stainless steel tube up your rear end. It's so long you think it's going to pop out your eye. Now, all of a sudden, that black powder is looking pretty delicious, isn't it? Okay? I did not create this program for healing cancer and disease in my clinic because I'm a tough guy. I created it because the other programs that I was taught weren't working. And I wanted to see what the edge of the envelope was and what happens if you go beyond it. What happens if you go beyond it? What happens if you fast for 30 days or 60 days? And I've done that. What happens when you do too many high enemas? You know, you could explode your bowel. I've never seen that happen. Never seen anybody explode their bowel. Push it to the limit and do all the programs at once. I designed my program, and you're going to hear about it later, the Incurables. Excuse me. It was natural elimination, though. I designed my program that no human being could complete it in a 24-hour period. That's great. You don't want to keep them busy. I want to keep them busy. Okay, so you got an idea of what the food program is, and we'll go into a few more specifics on the incurables when we get into the, that's going to be the last part of today is the Cancer Blitz program. But you got an idea of what not to eat now and what to eat. The elimination program, we talked about the importance of getting the waste out of the body. You got to get the waste out. If it sits inside you, just like the survivors and the non-survivors of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it will kill you. Retained waste poisons you. Retained waste has toxins in it. Retained waste causes cancer. Remember, Merck's manual says that every American, if they live long enough, have diverticulosis or saccular herniations in the bowel. What do you think is inside those wonderful mushroom-shaped saccular herniations? Yeah, I wasn't going to use that word. That's what's inside them. Fecal matter is inside them. And when you bore into them, it's almost like when geologists take a core sample of the planet Earth and they have this core, it's about this long. They go, well, this is 1,000 years ago and this is 3,000 years ago. When you go into those diverticulosis, when you go inside them, it's like, well, this is the pizza that you ate when you were 14. I mean, it's old crap stuffed and hardened in there. It will cause inflammation, irritation, disease, toxic assimilation, and cancer and death. And we all have it. So we need to do some bowel cleansing. In my clinic, I developed two formulas. One to make you go. I don't want any excuses. I don't care what you're eating. I don't care what you're breathing. I don't care what you're thinking. I want you to have a bowel movement tomorrow morning. I had to have one of those in the clinic. I had to get the crap out of my patients. So I created a formula that would defy anybody's constipation. And I'm not really going to go into the herbal formulas today because that's not what I'm here about. But I also created another one that once you got unconstipated, once that bowel starts working, that formula is to go in to your body and draw out the old poisons. That's part two. Part one is just getting the machinery working. Part two is cleaning up that machinery. Very important. I did that with all my patients. That was a big part of our elimination program. We also did... you were given, I think, a handout here from the school called the Patient Handbook. In that is the Incurables program. In that is the 5-day cleanse. And a part of both of those is liver flushing. Dr. Christopher said to me once, he said, whenever you got cancer, he said, you got a bad liver. He was a very simple man, but an awesome, awesome healer. I sat in his office once and the parents brought in a baby that was born blind and was born with no optic nerve. And they told me about it and I said to Dr. Christopher, and he said, make me up the eyewash formula. And I said, Dr. Christopher, I don't think you heard me right. The baby was born with no connection between the brain and the eyes. The eyes are dead. And boy, he gave me a look I never wanted to see again. And he said, optic nerve, schmoptic nerve. Mix up the eyewash formula. And I did. And in 6 months, that baby was seeing again. What happened? I don't know. I don't care. Except the baby was seeing again. Did it grow an optic nerve? I guess so. If that's what the body needed to do. I learned a lot about belief from Dr. Christopher. Many people in the natural world just don't have that strong a belief because they haven't dealt with this intensive or degenerative or killer disease. Let me tell you, I can assure you beyond any shadow of a doubt, I have seen all patients with every disease known recover from them and are still alive today and outlive their doctors who told them they would be dead. Flushing out the liver is so important. When you have cancer, you have a liver that is not functioning correctly. There's a tremendous liver flush. It's in the book. You can make it at home. You don't need to buy anything from me to make it. You can use it to flush out your liver and clean your liver. The elimination programs start with the bowel and then go hand in hand with the liver. The liver is a storage place for a lot of fats. Those fats contain carcinogenic chemicals. Most of those fats in and of themselves are carcinogenic. You've got to clean the liver out. The liver stores old drug residues. You've got to clean the liver out, especially if you have cancer. There's a little controversy about the liver flush right now. There's so much crap even in the herbal world. It blows my mind. I mean, you got a woman named out there who just wrote a book, and she said that the liver flush, in her view, is a joke. It doesn't work. And the green stones that people think are gallstones are actually olive oil. And then you got writes a great book on cleansing the liver, includes the liver flush in there. But on the back of Kathy's book, he says, this is a great book. How could you write this is a great book when it contradicts everything you just wrote about? I don't get it. The reality is those people never had clinics. And in my clinic, I had hundreds of patients come to me with pictures, with scans, with ultrasound pictures of all the gallstones in their gallbladder. And a week later, all the stones were gone. What's the bottom line here? I think if there's no shortage of people out there shooting off their mouths that don't know what the heck they're talking about in the medical world and in the natural world. All I know is what my patients taught me. And the liver flush is great and it works. If you want to get into a particular liver herb, let's talk about milk thistle. Milk thistle, imagine something that can coat your liver cells, binds to them, coats them, protects them from damage, inflammation, and even cancer. Milk thistle is one of the great herbs you want to use for your liver. And it's in the liver gallbladder tonic. You know, you can read about these tonics. This book here is just this patient handbook. It's something from my clinic, revised and updated, because Sally said half of what I said didn't make sense. And I realized when I read it, I couldn't even understand it. Sally's helped put this together a lot. And it tells you a lot of the herbal formula in the book. Not sells them, tells you about them. Also have to flush the kidneys and the bladder. Have to even remember the skin, one of the biggest elimination organs of the body. Have to get in to the skin. There's a couple great ways to do it. One is sweating, which happens with exercise, which happens with diaphoretic herbs, and the other one is skin brushing. Had all my patients with cancer brush their skin, even the ones with skin cancer. Talk a little bit more about that later. We have, every time I talk, we like to create something new. Because we're in the process, Sally's in the process of trying to coordinate about 100 billion pages of information I have from the clinic. And we're going to hopefully create a series of about 50 books or booklets in the next couple years. And one of them that we just started before this event, because I wanted something to give to you here, what we might call a cancer workbook. And this one's on hydrotherapy. And I'm going to go over it this afternoon. Remember I said that if you rest, you rust, and if you rust, you rot, and if you rot, you grow cancer. You can drink juice that has the highest content of beta-carotene in the world that will destroy your cancer. And that juice can be assimilated easily into your bloodstream. But if you can't get that blood to the tumor, you're not going to get well. And in the clinic, I had to develop more intensive ways to get blood to the cancer, to get blood to the area that's sick. And two of the ways were the hot and cold showers and a new revised version of Dr. Christopher's cold sheet treatment. There used to be a great doctor named Benedict Lust in the last century, and he did an 8-hour cold shower called the blood washing method. The booklet I don't think is available anymore. And some people have said, isn't that intense? And I have to refer them back to the hospital, back to the cardiac bypass surgery, and back to the brain surgery. I had a patient that had a cancer tumor in her brain, took off the top of her skull, and what happens many times is the brain is diseased and falls apart, and the doctors close you back up and say, sorry, there's nothing we can do. And when they closed her back up, she couldn't talk or speak, and she lied in the hospital bed, and she said for 7 days she couldn't even move her eyes. She was totally paralyzed, and she had intense, burning, mind-exploding pain in her head and couldn't tell anybody. She said she couldn't even focus her eyes.